Hi, baby. Hi. How's my munchkin? Oh, you've been sweating underneath the jacket and the blanket.
Bernice Osborne Pollard has just returned home from her day job, working for an organization that services youth mentoring programs. Now she's home, it's time to begin her second job, taking care of her one-year-old daughter and her 75-year-old mother, who has Alzheimer's disease.
Hey, say bye-bye, Daddy. You're going to see Grandma and Grandpa.
Bernice briefly greets her husband, and then she scoops up baby Christina and carries her up the back staircase to the second floor of the three-story house in Dorchester that her family shares with her parents and her older sister.
Hi, Mama. Say hi to Auntie Brenda. Give Grandpa a kiss.
Upstairs, Bernice's mother, Mary Osborne, is slumped in a chair. She's unable to talk, walk, or feed herself.
You see the cat?
Mary was diagnosed with Alzheimer's almost 10 years ago. At that time, she'd just retired and had exciting plans for the future. But the disease changed all that.
Her and my father had plans of kind of traveling and enjoying retirement and, you know, doing all kind of things. I don't know what you guys planned on doing. But I know that they had big dreams, and so that all changed, you know, when she was diagnosed. So all our lives changed pretty much.
Mary's health deteriorated rapidly, and Bernice and the family committed to care for her at home.
Well, my mother always used to say if we put her in a nursing home, she would haunt us. But aside from that, my dad and, you know, we didn't want to put her in a nursing home. We just wanted to keep her close and be able to care for her ourselves. And, you know, she would get the care, but she wouldn't get the love. And so we wanted to be able to take care of her ourselves at home.
Taking care of Mary at home is a challenge. Mary used to visit an adult daycare program, but now she's too ill to leave the house, and she requires the help of two and sometimes three people at a time. Bernice and her sister, Brenda Osborne, juggle part-time jobs and take turns throughout the week looking after their mother. The state provides Mary with a personal care attendant 6 hours a week, and the family pays another carer about $1,600 a month to come in and provide extra help. But Brenda says she sometimes feels the system is stacked against them.
The government doesn't do anything because they have no tax incentives to say, well, okay, you know, you worked and you're losing time. Like, you know, let's do something for you. Even for myself, even if you worked hard and you put some away, you get penalized. You know, it's a major sacrifice because, for instance, they gave us a bed in 2000, whatever. 1/24/2012, they said, you know, your services are over. 1/25, here they come. First thing in the morning, oh, we want the bed.
And then there are the emotional costs that Bernice and Brenda have struggled with caring for their mother. Costs that Bernice is all too aware of when she recalls moments like this.
It was Thanksgiving morning, I don't know how many years ago, but I'll never forget it. And I went into the bathroom and she just started hitting me and I couldn't take it. I just dropped the rag and I just walked out the bathroom and I was like, Dad, I'm not going in there. I'm not doing it anymore. Like, it's your wife. You do it. I'm not doing it anymore. And he was like, you got to take a deep breath. Calm down, because I was crying. And he, you know, waited a couple of minutes and then he pat me on the back and he was like, you got to go in there and take care of your mom, you know, because he couldn't do it because he has a lung disease. So he couldn't do it.
According to a recent study by the RAND Corporation, by the year 2040, the number of people with dementia and the costs of caring for them will more than double. And as the baby boomer generation gets older, there will be another problem. Dr. Richard Hodes is director of the National Institute on Aging, which supported the RAND research.
The projection as our population ages is for an even more challenging future. It's not only the number of older people increases, but the number of younger people proportionally who are the caregivers important in taking care of them is going to decrease. So the actual challenge in caring for the increasing number of people with Alzheimer's is going to increase even beyond those sobering numbers that you've quoted.
You know, I told my sister I never had any children, so I'm hoping that somebody might take care of me. Not quite sure.
Back in Dorchester, 48-year-old Brenda has spent almost a decade caring for her mother. Without any children of her own, she sometimes wonders who will care for her in her old age.
They say people who take care of their family members takes 10 years off their life, and I could definitely see why.
but Brenda says that she and her sister Bernice try not to look too far into the future. They're just trying to get through each day. Elizabeth Ross, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.